Rick David from IPC Financial in Penticton supplies Soul Country with a business report weekday mornings at 8:10. The long and the short of it runs on Sundays, as you're hearing now, at 8:10 in the morning and 8:10 in the evening. The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and not that of IPC Financial Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. As you're probably hearing this back sometimes live, these shows are done in the middle of the winter time. And Rick, when we were producing this show, you really get busy. I mean, as soon as we flip the calendar on the new year for financial people, this is when your business is really cooking, right?
Yeah, you bet, Dennis. Like all the annual reviews this time of year, you got tax-free savings account contributions and RRSPs. You know, we got to the end of February, but you know, that's all part of it as well.
Yeah, even though this plays throughout the year, some of these shows, we try and do 8 new shows every year, and this is officially show 5 of the second season if you're following along with us. But this may help you at any time of the year just to know where you want things to be. In other words, you know, you're hearing about what you want to prepare for ahead of time. And I think that that makes life a heck of a lot easier anyways, Rick, if people are, you know, keep track a little bit in the year instead of waiting till the last minute and trying to put all their papers together and come and see you at the same time, right?
Oh, for sure. You know, it's an ongoing thing year-round, and that's just maintenance.
Maintenance is right. We can go off the top here from Ann in Penticton today. And, what is deflation? Deflation.
Okay. Well, Ann, yeah, certainly getting a lot more attention, media attention to the word deflation. And so what deflation is you've got basically asset prices becoming lower in value. And so it's a lot of a buzzword right now with the level of debt, not only in different countries, but household debt, that, you know, your debt as a percentage of your wealth will actually start to deflate. So it's a whole different ball of wax than most of us when we were younger would buy a home, because it was fairly evident that the price of the home would be worth more money, you know, 10 years down the road. And in this case, it's just... We might have a bit of a change in the environment, that's for sure.
I wanted to ask something about house prices, and we're talking about deflation, and I know that, but while I'm thinking of it here, I noticed there was a little clip came on the TV when I was working out the other day, and it said that Deutsche Bank says that our house prices are 65% inflated across Canada. I know you're talking deflation here, Rick. What eventually brings those prices back down to where they should be? And I don't know when I'm saying where they should be. I don't know where they should be, but when they say 65% higher, that means we're over, everybody's overpriced then, is that right?
Yeah, there's different metrics, Dennis, and I mean, that's their opinion. That's the thing about this business, is everybody has their own opinion. And, you know, one of the things that, one metric I always followed was the cost of rent, you know, what it was to rent versus to own a home. And, you know, typically, like I said, years ago, when we were paying the same money in rent, it was about time to buy as it was to own a home. So, you know, I don't know. Basically, you know, the level of disposable income is another one. You know, how much disposable income a household has to actually afford that monthly mortgage payment. And that's always been a percentage of disposable income. So there are a number of metrics. Whether we're overpriced, underpriced, the market will find a equilibrium, and that's really, unless there's some sort of intervention and changes in mortgage policies or lending policies. Of course, if interest rates went up, that would certainly take a bite into home prices, as far as I'm concerned.
Does part of that evaluation have to do with how quickly homes are selling or not?
Yeah, it does, Dennis, because, you know, if you go onto the MLS website and just look and see how many, you know, sort of single dwelling homes or three-bedroom houses are in the South Okanagan here for sale, and just kind of get a feel for how many buyers are walking around you. An efficient market is when there's equal numbers of buyers and sellers, and a market price is made from there.
Interesting. Very good. Thank you. That goes from deflation to how much prices are, if house prices are actually that much higher. It's also interesting, Rick mentions, it's just the opinion of anyone. And that was Deutsche Bank. I saw that. It was 64, I think they said, or 60-something. Jerry in Kelowna, thanks for listening here. Financial question. I'd like to collect points on my credit card, and I'm reluctant to cash them in. Now, I understand you can put them toward an RRSP. I didn't know you could do that. Huh. He wants your advice on this anyways, Rick.
Well, it depends on which financial institution you're with, and a lot of them will allow you know, the points on your credit card to be redeemed for, you know, towards your line of credit, or and from there you can put it onto your RSP, or you know, it depends on your financial institution. But I will say, you know, for folks that do accumulate a fair number of points, the one thing you're not getting on any of those points, they're like cash, is you're not getting any rate of return, no interest. So, you know, when you compare that, using points to using cash, I would probably suggest to use the points.
Interesting. Thank you. We're tweeting out here on Soul Country Now. If you're trying to keep up with us here on a Sunday, Soul Country Now, or anytime, we can tell you what's happening there. We're going to take a short break. Good questions coming in from our callers here, Anne from Penticton and Jim from Kelowna. We'll be right back after this. We'll grab Raina Dawn here quickly.
Time to get serious about how to invest. Your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Center building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations, and more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
IPC Securities is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Remember, the opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and not IPC Securities Corporation. Back to it here. This is call coming back into Penticton again. Thank you. From Jim, can I write off the commissions that I pay to my broker on my taxes, Rick?
Okay, Jim. Basically, when it comes to commissions, the way they're calculated is they're added to your adjusted cost base of a particular investment you're buying. So if it's a stock, they're added to the adjusted cost base of the stock or a bond. And when you sell that particular position, then the commission will be added to the transaction, and the net amount that is profit or loss will be what is taxable, or and from there. So quite often it can be a little bit difficult for people to understand is the difference between commissions and fees. On the fee side of things, if you do have a fee-based account, you'll get a statement at the end of the year from your financial institution, which will provide you with basically expenses to a non-registered account that you can write off. But as far as commissions, unfortunately, the way CRA's got it is that it's just added into the cost of doing business.
Yeah, the question was, can I write off my commissions I pay to my broker on my taxes? Do you mind breaking down what a broker is, Rick, for me? Not only here, but I know they have brokers at the border too. How do brokers work?
Well, basically, you know, it's just another word for an investment advisor, Dennis. So, you know, people have different, you know, words or terms that they use for their you know, investment advisor, and one of them is a broker.
Are you a broker then?
Yeah, I may as well. Yeah, you could call me a broker. Yeah, absolutely.
Financial advisor. Yeah. Oh, okay. I wanted to know how that was clarified. So their job at the border is working through the facts and figures that have to be done in the paperwork to bring something across? That's what a border broker does?
Then? Yeah, that's customs broker.
Sorry, customs broker.
Yeah, you know, and it's not different than a mortgage broker or a real estate broker. You know, it's just a term in the industry.
Does your portfolio allow for that as well, or you would have to take different courses to do something? That's quite a bit out of what you do?
As far as customs?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not something I wouldn't do that.
I just wondered. Okay, yep. Thank you. Alan from Summerland here. How much money can I put in my TFSA this year?
Okay, for Alan, this year it's going to be $5,500 per person again for 2015. And you can also contribute any monies that you did take out in 2014. So you should check with your advisor, I guess.